Morning Thursday, scattered to likely for the afternoon. The high of 82, upper 70s under the clouds, and showers becoming likely Friday afternoon. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. What did Jesus say? The Seven Messages for the Master is a one-of-a-kind book, composed using only the words from Jesus as he spoke to those who loved and followed him. It contains over 500 Bible verses spoken directly by Jesus, without the added interpretations, commentaries, or opinions. Beautiful, stunning, full-color illustrations, organized by subject by author Terry Christian. Offers special pricing available now at WDJS.world. WDJS.world.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Right. Hello, New Orleans. It's the Jack Clegg Show. Welcome. And we're on WGSO 990 AM. And for those of you with phones and laptops and internet access, it's WGSO.com. And you should be able to listen to it live. And after today, tomorrow, you can listen to the podcast. If I say something and you want to check, did this idiot really say that? You can watch that tomorrow. Listen to it tomorrow on the podcast. This is volume two of the two-part series that I called The Transformation of America. And I chose that. I went back and I looked at 2008. That's when we all voted for President Obama. And he was an extraordinarily great campaigner, very charismatic gentleman. And he talked about transforming America. Now, the media didn't question him about exactly what are you transforming? What's coming back? So he left it to us to kind of figure out what those transformative actions were. And if we look today, okay, so 2008, he was president from 2008 until 2016. So 8 years. During most of our lives, that was a big chunk. You're 24. So that was a third of your life. And my producer here, who makes this wonderful program work, a third of his life was President Obama. So to him, President Obama was, that's a third of my life and almost a majority of your adult life, almost. Well, sadly, you got Obama and Trump, so you get to choose between which one of them you wanted to listen to. But the point being that in 2008 to 2012, we had a certain transformation. It wasn't done by one man or one woman. It was done by a team. And how was it done? Well, as the president, you get to appoint political appointees to all the federal agencies, all of them. What am I talking about? Well, you get to appoint the Attorney General. He leads the Department of Justice. You get to appoint various leaders in the Department of Justice. They're political appointees. Same with the Department of Transportation. Same with the Health and Human Services. So you bring in your guys, your girls and your girl guys, whatever they are, you bring them in, and they're your team. Well, we had 12 years. I'm sorry, not 12 years. 8 years from 2008 to 2016 with Obama's people. Then the Trump people came in, okay? Trump replaced many of them, but not all. And then we had Obama's vice president, Biden, come in 2020, rather. And now from 2020 to 2024, his people are in. And most of them are the same people who were in during the Obama era. So the transformative events took place, and we're still in the midst of them now. Certain of them are, we can see them rehashed on significant issues, some on minor issues, and we'll go through some of those today. Anyway, last week, we discussed the current events that occurred last week. And when we broke down many, we found some unprecedented actions were taking place last week. And some were the same things that happened decades and decades and decades ago, just wearing different costumes. Now, what we didn't cover last week was what has been sucking the air out of the room all day today, the Trump indictment. And I'm not really going to talk about that tonight. I will say, let me pause for a moment and say I watched today about, 45 minutes or an hour of coverage. I went from CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. And it was pretty much the same and extraordinarily disappointing. And I'll tell you what's really disappointing. Okay, each one of those networks had their own experts. And some had some really nice things to say, educational. I'm a trained lawyer, and some of the things they said were verified things I knew, were different than other things I thought. And they also had a variety of new speculations on what this means. Okay, so, but then they also had their regular anchors on. And this is, it's okay to have a regular anchor on when they're following the Trump jet. That's the Trump jet. It's leaving Miami, and it's on its way to New York. That's the Trump jet. It's landing, and that's the Trump SUVs. They're heading to the Manhattan courthouse. Okay, fine. You know, anchors can do that. But when they start talking about what's going on, all those networks have legally trained people. They should be talking about what's going on. And the reason I say this was at one point they had Bill Barr, who was the attorney general under Trump, the second attorney general, and he was making a really terrific point about jurisdiction and how far the Manhattan district attorney can go within his sphere of jurisdiction. And it was a great point. And suddenly the anchor, I don't know which one it was, but it was a woman, said, wait, we've got breaking news. President Trump just pled not guilty. Can you comment? And Barr said, well, yeah, we kind of expected him to. So my advice is, if you're going to get into something like that, let the experts handle things. And there are certain things that we know are going to happen. They're not news-breaking issues. If he'd have pled guilty, now that would have been news-breaking, but the other wasn't. Okay, so I watched some of that today, and I think the president may be speaking tonight, or the former President Trump may be speaking tonight. So I recommend you put that on recording and you watch or listen to our show, because we're going to educate you more. But I'm joking about that. This is a highly significant event. It is evidence of our transformation, and we have transformed. It would not have been thought of in past times. We're in a new era right now, and the number of efforts that Trump's opponents have used to neutralize him, to terminate him, to destroy his credibility, whatever it was, time after time after time, special counsel, impeachment, everything that could be done. The history books, I hope, just state the facts and let the conclusions rest the way they are. Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about now for the next couple of moments, and then we're going to take a break and then we'll dive right into it. In particular, I want to revisit the event that occurred a week ago, the shooting in Nashville, because it's a microcosm of the transformations that have taken place in America. And there are so many questions that I have to ask about that, and we'll get to them after the break. And perhaps President Trump will be speaking, and you'll be able to listen on one and listen to us on the other. But we're going to take a break in about a minute. And in the meantime, we just want to remind you that callers are welcome at 504-556-9696. And we do have a caller on for about 30 seconds. We've got a caller right now? We didn't have time. We'll have to get him right after the break. Okay. So those of you that will stick with us for the rest of the program, we're going to be talking about the great transformation in America. We're going to be talking about the school shooting and what's really happening there. And hopefully, we'll be able to talk about the changes that have happened since 2008. It's not always a happy story. So, again, this is the Jack Clegg Show, WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Use promo code KG for free delivery.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
All right, New Orleans. This is the Jack Clegg Show, segment 2. 990 AM and WGSO.com for those of you listening on your phones or with your laptops. Before I get into the next segment, we had a caller, the Cajun Buccaneer. Go ahead.
Hey, great show as always, Jack. I love you. I love WGSO, and I like all the new additions to the great big WGSO family that they started today at 5 o'clock. And I love your show too. But I wanted to say, listen, you know, I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to shout. I'm not even going to blow my whistle.
All right.
I'm going to let the whistleblower in chief tell y'all who your enemies are. Listen to them tonight and send them a whole lot of money. I'm going to send them at least $100. Wake up, America. Fight back. Amen.
Thank you. Well, you know, over the weeks, he's really projecting better. He's not yelling and blowing his whistle. Very, very good. I hope. Continue stuff. All right. What I wanted to get back to in this segment in particular is the Nashville school shooting. All right. And that happened last week. And we've had deaths in the past of students and other innocents, and they're never good. There's nothing good about it. This one is bothersome. Okay, the Nashville school shootings are being treated a little differently. After the shooting, and they killed the perpetrator, the 28-year-old girl who was a boy, or she was a transgender man, I think that's a proper way to say it. They went to her home, and the police went there, and they found what they called a written manifesto. Now, a manifesto is a specific thing, and it's more than I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It is a statement of principles. There's ideas. Now, not all people do the same with a manifesto, but generally it is your principled view of the world, what you think is going on. All right. So they received that. Okay. And the Nashville police got it. Okay. When there have been other events in this country where a bad guy has written a manifesto and therefore labeled themselves as some kind of a terrorist, they've been made public. Now, they haven't been made public if we haven't caught the guy. And that makes sense. That's part of the investigation. But in this case, the girl was shot and killed. And we have never heard that there are other potential suspects or other people who conspired with her. It's pretty much a one-off deal. But we don't have the manifesto. Why? She left a text message with a friend about 45 minutes before she did this, which said, the friend said, she explained what she was going to do, not in detail, but the friend said, why are you doing this? And she said, well, I'm leaving the evidence. That's in quotes because that was what she texted. I'm leaving the evidence so people will know why I did it. Okay, so I'm concluding that that's the manifesto. So where is it? Why don't we have it? Now, this was a killing of 9-year-old children and some adults, a teacher, a substitute teacher, and a custodian at a religious school. Not a religious school. That's too strong. It was a Roman Catholic school from kindergarten to sixth grade, I believe. All right. So the motive of why she did this is important. Why? Well, we have scared children. We have very concerned adults. Is this going to happen again? Now, why would they be concerned? Well, because there has been, and I am not a Christian activist at all. That is not what I am. But if you read and you learn, there has been violence against Christians, against churches, ever since the Dobbs decision and before the Dobbs decision. This is not only in America, but all over the world, Christians have been targeted. And very few governments have done anything to support them, including our government. all of the substantial number of attacks on anti-abortion facilities or facilities that were just helping out women who weren't sure that wanted to have an abortion, those crimes have not been fully investigated. And the Christians feel, and I can't blame them, that the lack of action suggests some sort of government indifference toward their position, which I think is horrible, but I'm reaching that conclusion when I get to this manifesto. When we commit a crime, and I use this example, you're arrested, you go to trial for murder. Who decides, who finds the fact that you committed the murder? Your peers do. Of course they do. It's your constitutional right. Not experts, not judges, not special people appointed to figure it out, but fact-finding is done by your peers, regular U.S. American citizens, 18 and above, that can serve on juries. Okay, so why can't we see this manifesto? What are they doing? Now, where is it? We know from reports today that currently it's in the possession of the FBI. Why does the FBI have it? Well, the FBI Behavioral Analysis Unit has it, and its team of psychological analysts. Well, that's fine. They can get a copy, and they can analyze to death what happened. The citizens have a right to know. We have a terrific crime here. Where's the manifesto? Maybe it's gibberish. Maybe it doesn't make any sense. Okay, fine. Many people won't be surprised if that's the case. But if there's something in there about ongoing potential crimes, don't you think Americans, and particularly Christians, might have a right to know that? So holding on to it, And what is it? It's going to be held on until the Trump stuff is no longer front page news? I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. So I'm calling for, not that I have any authority at all, but we need to get that manifesto. We need to take a look at it. Maybe it says nothing. Maybe it says nothing. But if it says something more, then that can inform us. There's no reason we should be in the dark about this. In addition to that, regarding the manifesto, it's a very, very, very scary world right now. And we're going to talk about a few more things in our volume 2 about the transformation. I hope that this is not part of the transformation. I hope that violence against children is not part of the transformation. But I can't be sure. But we can all be diligent. All right. We're going to take a break in a moment. WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends.
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Congressman Troy Carter says the LSU Lady Tigers are the indisputable winners of the championship, and Iowa should not have to accompany them to the White House. First Lady Jill Biden stated she would tell President Biden to invite the Iowa women's team because they played a good game. Carter says her remark was an unintentional slight to the ladies of LSU.
Here's the reality. LSU won a historic championship, and they deserve to singularly enjoy the winner's circle. You know, the winner gets the prize.
Biden later retracted her statement. A bill that would allow public schools to have armed protection officers on site has been filed by Gonzales Senator Eddie Lambert. Lambert said schools are allowed to determine what is deemed necessary for their campus, and this is not a mandate.
No, it is optional for schools. You know, each school district needs to make the decision. Each school board, it generally just gives them an option to try to look at security, among other things.
Lawmakers will hear the legislation when the session convenes on April 10th. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, celebrates their 40th anniversary April 13th to 16th. Enjoy 4 days of music from over 270 acts on 20 stages and food from over 60 culinary vendors spread throughout the French Quarter. Grab your friends and family. Everybody's invited. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
All right, New Orleans, Welcome back. Segment three of our Jack Clegg Show, and this is Jack Clegg. Again, this is WGSO.com on your telephone and on your laptop. And on your AM radio, it's 990 AM, WGSO. I was going to get into another issue of the transformation, but I forgot. I forgot something. This was, if there are any attorneys listening who are criminal attorneys, who do purely criminal work, please call in. The number is 504-556-9696, and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am, and there's not a yes or no answer, but maybe you could, someone could give me an explanation for why they did what they did today. Okay, so today Trump was indicted. All right. Now, according to all concerned, among the Republicans, Donald Trump is leading. He looks like he's going to be the candidate. It's a long season. It may be a while before they figure out who it's going to be. But right now, he's like 30 points ahead. He's you know, among Republicans. All right. And so today is what, April 4th?
Yes.
April 4th. All right. All of the talking heads that I listened to on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox were talking about what is obviously going to happen because of the uniqueness of this indictment and the fact that the things occurred so many years ago and that the crimes involved may not actually be crimes. The talking heads, the legal experts, almost unanimously are saying, well, Trump will definitely file a motion to dismiss the indictment. And that happens in lots of cases, whether in civil court, criminal court, whatever. And there's generally a time period which you could do that. And the courts generally want you to do that sooner rather than later. They don't want to go through a lot of activity and then you have file a motion to dismiss and something happens. So, okay, fine. So during today's arraignment, when the president, former president, said, I plead not guilty, they talked about an administrative matter, and that was the motion to dismiss. And when will it be filed? Okay. Well, the judge made a ruling. He said the hearing on the motion to dismiss will be December 4th. December 4th. December. That's like 6 months, 8 months away? Really? How? I don't understand why they would do that. I mean, why the president's team would allow it to be pushed back that far. I mean, he is a candidate for a presidential election. You would think the court would say, okay, I'm going to clear the decks, all my cases. I want you to have briefs to me in 60 days and a reply brief in 30, and then I'm going to hear it in 2 weeks after that. We'd be somewhere in maybe mid-July, August, something like that. That's kind of reasonable. Why in the world they're waiting till December? I don't know. Excuse me. I need to take a drink of water. I'm upset by this. Hold on. Okay, thank you. All right. So I did want to talk about that. Now, transformational issue. Back to that segment of the program. Okay, done with Trump for now. All right. A huge transformation, and I'm going to call it the way I see it, is government bait and switch. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, bait and switch means, as we know as citizens here in Louisiana, somebody says, oh, we've got free rods and reels at our fish shop. Come down and get the free rod and reel. And you get down there, and they had one rod and reel. And then you get there, and they try to sell you all kinds of other stuff. That's called bait and switch. That is, we're going to say we're going to do something, but then we're not really going to do it. Okay. So it's absolutely really mind-boggling. All right, we know the Biden administration, we know what they're doing. They don't like fossil fuels. They want to get rid of fossil fuels. Now, I don't think that's Joe Biden's position. I think that's the position of his transformational team. I think Biden probably doesn't know better, one way or the other. I think his senility has reached a level where he doesn't really know. But his transformational team has gone forward. And what are they doing? Well, one thing in specifics, they want people to drive electric cars, right? Drive electric cars, you're not using fossil fuel, kumbaya, the world is saved. All right, so they did something to promote fossil fuels. I'm sorry, to promote EVs, electric vehicles, and hurt the fossil fuel industry. What they did was they said, if you buy an electric vehicle, the IRS says, if you buy an electric vehicle, we're going to give you a $7,500 tax credit. Whoa, that's pretty good. Now, EVs are very expensive, much more expensive than regular automobiles, fossil fuel cars. But this was something they did in order to bait, get people to buy EVs, okay? The Treasury Department just issued a notification that not all electric vehicles qualify. Oh, really? Yeah. Catch this. The Treasury Department says only those vehicles where all of the constituent parts are made from minerals and mining in America. Bingo. That means none of them. The batteries are made from mining overseas, Africa, China, other places, that's where the minerals come from. So what, okay, my first impression when I heard this happen was, are they that desperate for money? Is our economy that bad that they need the $7,500 for all the EVs? That are now saying, I'm sorry, we're not giving you a tax credit. You got to pay taxes. We're not giving you that $7,500 credit. That made me worry. I am worried about that. Because they knew what they were doing. Put aside the bait and switch bad stuff. What is it that makes them believe that they can't, that they are going to put their own credibility on the line and make a rule that they know none of the electric cars could pass that rule, so none of them qualify. And so when I heard that, again, this would never have happened in the past. This is something, and the Congress, I don't know what action they're going to take against it. They're kind of whipsawed because the Republicans in Congress like fossil fuels. And if this stops people from buying EVs, maybe this is to their benefit. I don't know. I'm not there. I don't participate in the strategies. But it certainly seems worrisome that our government has used bait and switch, and now after they got people to buy those cars, they're saying, I'm sorry, you don't get the $7,500. So this is very similar to the other topic I talked about where the government back in the 80s and earlier wanted people to invest their own money in 401k plans. They weren't initially called 401ks, but they became 401k plans. Currently, over $7 trillion is invested in employee 401k plans. Okay, great. And everyone has been making money. Now, with the Biden administration, the economy has taken a turn for the worse, and people's 401k plans have dropped. Okay. But as I will say, I had my 401k plans. I've been in them for 30 or 40 years. They do drop. They come back. I had them in 2008 during the Obama administration when they all tanked. When I say they tanked, they dropped about 30%. But if you stayed the course, you got money and you made more money in the end of it. It was a sound investment. But now what they've done is they've said, we're going to change the rules on investing. The fiduciary duty that the manager has to you to look only after your interest has now changed. Again, a huge transformational change. It used to be that when you gave the money to that manager, you didn't do it, your employer did. He had one person to think about, and that person was you. You were the beneficiary. And now he can invest in things that help the climate. Or he can invest in corporations that have nice diversity, equity, and inclusion plans. Or he can invest in corporations that have good governance. Nonsense. You want your money to earn money. And so once again, the transformation has taken place, and we have to see it for what it is. All right, this is the Jack Clegg Show, WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com.
An active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, celebrates their 40th anniversary April 13th to April 16th. Gather with friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter for the free four-day fest with the largest displays of Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world. 20 stages, more than 60 culinary experiences, fireworks, and more. Download the French Quarter Fest app today.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an eight-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealin' Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
All right, New Orleans. This is now the fourth and final segment of tonight's show, the Jack Clegg Show on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com for those of you listening on your phones and on your laptops. Okay, transformation. Again, another, and to me, this was big. I remember, and many of you do, if you're my age or in my range, the Monroe Doctrine. You remember the Monroe Doctrine? Mm-hmm. My producer, who's 24 years old, knows the Monroe Doctrine. Okay, everybody knows. And just briefly what that was, for years, the United States took the position, right or wrong, this was our position, that we don't want any foreign naval vessels, foreign troops, foreign aircraft, or any in our hemisphere. Don't come here. Don't come here. Probably the most significant challenge to that happened in 1962, I think, when John F. Kennedy was our president and the Russians were cozying up to Fidel Castro in Cuba. And a ship was destined for Cuba from Russia carrying missiles. Didn't know exactly what was in them. The premier of Russia at that time was Nikita Khrushchev. And he said, "We're going in." And Kennedy said, "No, you're not." And, of course, it was on a ship and it was sailing, so it took many days. It was very dramatic. McNamara was our Secretary of State at the time. They tried to get a diplomatic solution, and it worked. We pushed the Russians back, and that was the Monroe Doctrine. James Monroe, one of our founding fathers, it was from his foresight that the Monroe Doctrine started. Okay, so, all right, and it's worked for a long time. Now, this doesn't mean that the countries in Latin America or South America, the other countries, Canada, can't have commercial activities with other countries. It doesn't mean they have to pass by commercial issues with us, or if they want to take in immigrants from China or some other country, that's their business. They can do all of that. It's just military, naval weapons, aircraft, we just don't want them in our north or south hemispheres. Okay, stay away. And it was respected. What happened last year in 2022, actually was April of 2022, the Russians sent troops to Nicaragua. Now, only CBS News, they had one story, one day, and the troops were there for training purposes. Army training, sir. That's what they said they were doing. But they had naval vessels and they had airplanes and jets. And they claimed they were helping train the Nicaraguan troops. Well, train them for what? I don't know. But this was transformational because they shouldn't have been here. Now, that was in 2022. Anything happened in 2023? That violated the Monroe Doctrine? Okay, students, anybody know? How about the balloon? The big balloon from China. Where did it go? It came to our hemisphere. It went to Alaska. Then all it turned south and went to Canada. We knew it was in Alaska. We didn't do anything. We knew it was going to Canada. We didn't do anything. It crossed into Idaho, then Montana. It was doing figure eights, we now know.
figure eights over our military and atomic missile facilities. It wasn't just a tourist. This was a complete slap in the face, a complete, take this Monroe Doctrine, we'll fly wherever we want to go. And what in the world? So we waited until it gathered all of its information, and we waited for it to get in the Atlantic over South Carolina, on the coast of South Carolina, and then we took it down. We have found out that all along the way, it was sending information via satellite back to China. What is going on here? Now, it would be one thing if it was incompetence. Okay, we have that, and I'm not saying it's forgivable, but it is. It would be one thing if it was accidental. It would be one thing if we were incompetent. It would be quite another if we are transforming our country into a country without borders. Is that exactly what we're doing? It's just like, I'll go back to the manifesto for a moment. It's just like the manifesto. Does anybody listening to this today or any time in the future think that the experts at the FBI and the DOJ are not sharing the information gleaned from the manifesto with their political supervisors? You think they're just sitting on it themselves? No. They're using it, and they're determining what their strategies are going to be if they need to. We don't get to look at it. Why? What exactly? Who are these people, and how are they doing this? This isn't the way the country is supposed to be. If you think it is, I think you're mistaken. Maybe they could trot out Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas. You see Mayorkas? One of the best things about Louisiana is we have one of the most brilliant senators, John Kennedy. And if you ever watch him cross-examine any of these experts, he's terrific. Mayorkas has been asked time and time again, flat out, do we have a crisis on the southern border? No. We have operational control. Yet all of the other networks, all the news people, anyone who goes down and visits, it's a crisis. There are people drowning in the Rio Grande. There's fentanyl coming over that is uncontested. And there's gotaways in the millions, not 10,000, not 20, in the millions. So, again, why are we being transformed? We don't know. Nobody ran for political office saying, oh, I'm for open borders, vote for me. No. Perhaps Attorney General Garland could tell us that parents who seek answers to the questions of what happened at that school, maybe they should be considered domestic terrorists, like the ones in Virginia. Thanks for listening tonight. I hope that you'll consider whether these are just accidents or whether this is part of a transformation. Again, the Jack Clegg Show. Thanks for listening. WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. Have a good week.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
What does Grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, celebrates their 40th anniversary April 13th to 16th. Enjoy 4 days of music from over 270 acts on 20 stages and food from over 60 culinary vendors spread throughout the French Quarter. Grab your friends and family. Everybody's invited. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana.